GirlGov has been around for some time at here in our area, and I'm excited that we're able to talk with two members of GirlGov this morning. And I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself, please. Let us know where you go to school, maybe the grade you're in. If you have any shout-outs, you're welcome to do it now. It's the perfect time to do it. And Lucy, let's start with you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa downtown. I'm a literary arts major, so I do writing for about half my day. And I guess I'd love to shout out right now Emily. She's here in the studio with us, but she's super awesome, and we love getting to work with her.
And Emily is the GirlGov program manager who is here as part of today's work. Do you know what you want to do after graduation?
Yeah, I'm hoping to head to college, a small liberal arts school, and I want to study social work, education, and public policy.
Excellent. And now let's meet Hazel, who is on your left.
Hello. My name is Hazel. I go to Alderdice in Squirrel Hill. And yeah, thank you, Emily. I love you. And we also have Allie, who is our direct GirlGov High School coordinator, who is not with us today, but she's wonderful as well.
Now, let's break this down and talk. Oh, I should ask you, do you have any plans for after you graduate? It's your senior year, too.
Yeah, I'm planning to major in data science and machine learning, and I also want to do a minor in political science as well.
Excellent. GirlGov is a great organization.
Absolutely.
For both of you, data science is becoming interesting and very important, more and more so. Every day, I think. So I know you're relatively new to GirlGov, both of you, I think. Am I correct about that?
I've been in GirlGov since my sophomore year of high school, so this is my third
same.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not. So tell us what your experiences have been like so far.
Well, mine has been amazing. When I entered GirlGov, I didn't really know much about local politics or about advocacy, but I knew that I had very strong opinions, and I was kind of searching for a new community of young women and teenagers to be a part of like-minded individuals, and I think that's what GirlGov provided me with. I have a lot of my closest friends are in GirlGov. It's a really, really fantastic community of young women, and I think they've just helped me really blossom into a young woman who's very aware of local government and politics and what's going on. I now want to major in political science. So they've really, really orchestrated my progression into society, I'd say.
Yeah, and I grew up around lots of conversations about politics and kind of what's going on in the world. But I think GirlGov really gave me an outlet to talk with people outside of my family and kind of hear different perspectives. And really, it's a great community. I think I look forward to every Wednesday knowing that, like, I get to be in a space where everyone, you know, everyone creates an environment that is welcoming and safe and that you can really be yourself and that you don't have to worry about trying to be someone you're not.
So are most of the students here with peers present? So roughly how many people like you are also involved?
I'd say around 30. Yeah. I think we've grown a lot over the past few years, but we have around 30 members, the majority of which are actually underclassmen,
yeah,
which is very exciting for us.
Yeah.
So you probably are getting a chance to meet people with very different lived experiences from different neighborhoods with different points of view. Do you think that would be happening otherwise were it not for GirlGov, or has GirlGov enhanced the social experiences you've had?
It absolutely has. I think I'm a city girl at heart, and so a lot of the people I know from the city, but we have a lot of girls from North Allegheny, from Mount Lebanon, and it's been really awesome to meet girls from all over the city, from outside of the city, and it's a space where, like, you know that can happen. And it's not something I would normally experience. And so I really appreciate that that's a space where, you know, we can all come together in a way we normally wouldn't.
Has that been true for you too, Hazel?
Oh, absolutely. It's given me a chance to make friends outside of the district. I went to Kappa as well for middle school, so I knew all the Kappa people. I knew all the Alderdice people, but some of my best friends go to NA, which is North Allegheny, which is like 30 minutes away, and it's, you know, it's a really great way to meet new people.
It's common that people draw conclusions about, this is a good question for a data scientist, common that people draw conclusions about particular demographics, such as people who are 17, which both of you are, or women, or people from the suburbs, or people from the city. And I suspect that in the cohort that is GirlGov, all of the people you interact with, who are all probably 14 to 17 mm-hmm. or so, probably are quite different in terms of opinions, points of view, goals, hopes. How do you feel about that? Is it true? And has anything, I guess, either surprised you or made you look at the world a little differently than you may have before you started with GirlGov?
Yeah. I think because I know a lot of the girls from school or from other extracurriculars, sometimes I go into meetings expecting that we'll have a similar opinion on something. And then when we don't, it's a little, you know, scary sometimes. But because of the space and the community we have, it's really awesome to get to, like, talk through our disagreements and understand that we all come from very different backgrounds. And so I think that's what makes it special, is that we have girls from all over, from very different, you know, coming from different places.
Yeah, I'd say when you hear an activism group for young women in a big city, you probably get a specific image in your mind of what a lot of these girls are like and our views and our priorities. But GirlGov has really challenged me, and it's surprised me in a lot of ways. I mean, we have members from all different, like, religions, ethnicities, everything, and it political viewpoints as well. And I think that it has really, really opened my eyes. They've supported me. They've opened me up to many new points of view I hadn't considered before. And it really breaks down the ideas and the walls that you already have built, so that you can kind of entertain other people's opinions. And it's very constructive the way that you can look at other people's beliefs.
If you're just joining us, that was the voice of Hazel, who is here with Lucy. They are both representing GirlGov, which is a program for girls who care about civic engagement and advocacy. They also do a tutoring program that you haven't done yet, but is going to be happening in your life soon, which we'll talk a little bit about, even though it hasn't been something you've experienced yet. Getting back to points of view and opinions, have you found yourself at a point where maybe you've debated one of your peers? Immediately, Hazel's eyes got big and she's nodding her head. So what's that been like? You don't have to tell me the issue, but I'm curious. I mean, that can get pretty heated, I would imagine. And I'm wondering if it was worth it, the debate.
Absolutely. I mean, it absolutely does get really heated. But I think that one of the very first things that GirlGov teaches you is how to engage constructively with others and give people the benefit of the doubt, really listen to them and their opinion and not fall into your own preconceived notions about whatever their opinion is. So I've been in very heated debates with my fellow GirlGov members, but there's always a lot of love between us. I've argued about the fact that I have a very hard time hating anything. You know, I can't muster up that within myself. I think that ideas and actions can be hated, but people can't. And some of my Girl Gov members disagree with me, rightfully so. And we've kind of sat there and debated, like, what does it mean to hate? So it's not just political stuff. It's also, like, the way that you interact with society and with other people and, like, humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and I think we all come, you know, at these debates with just, like, such a large amount of respect for the girls we're talking to. Being able and, like, this is what Girl Gov has taught us all, I think, is being able to debate respectfully and have a conversation where we understand that, like, someone disagreeing with you is not a personal affront. It's not, you know, they don't hate you because you disagree with them. It's just that we all have different opinions, and I think that's the beauty of Girl Gov, really, is that we can debate respectfully, and there is this respect for one another, which I think is so important in today's society.
And if you get into one of those heated discussions like you were talking about, Hazel, are you able to continue once that's over? Are you able to still interact with the person, or has Girl Gov helped you kind of, okay, that's it. We're going to agree to disagree. We aren't going to convince each other to adopt the other opinion, and you're able to go on and do other things.
Yeah, 100%. Some of my best friends, we've had disagreements at Girl Gov, and, you know, we're still best friends. And, like, it's, I think, once again, because we come from a place of respect for one another, you know, we can put it aside, and we don't always have to be thinking about the big political issues. We can just have conversations that are not related to that.
Would either of you like to run for office someday?
I think between the two of us, that would more likely be in my ballpark. I think rather than being the face of a campaign, I would rather be like chief of staff, but no.
I've thought about it. I've thought about running for school board, actually. My stepmom did, and watching her go through that whole process, it really motivated me to be interested in politics as well. So, yes, actually.
School boards have a lot of power, and there are in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there aren't really specific requirements for school board members in terms of what you know about education or what your particular qualifications are. There's a code of law that you need to follow, so having good, informed school board members is really important. Now, Girl Gov also has a tutoring program. At the beginning of our interview, I'd mentioned you're both new to the program. You're not new to Girl Gov, but you will be becoming involved with the tutoring program. My understanding is that high school students work with elementary school students, usually through virtual tutoring sessions. Is that something that you've started getting training on?
Not directly through Girl Gov. In my own life, I love working with kids, and I do pretty regularly outside of school work with children. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to get to do it with my fellow Girl Govers and work with younger kids, because I think it's something really important.
Well, and we can bring, do you have some more to share? I was going to say we can bring Emily into the picture too, if she knows the program better, or go ahead.
Well, I can touch on the program quickly.
Yeah.
We operate based off of units. So next unit, we're going to be doing a sisterhood unit, where we are going to be stepping in, like you said, as mentors for high school or middle school Girl Govers in Braddock Hills, Homestead, and ECS. So our mentoring program will be covering specifically healthy friendships, school tutoring, like you mentioned, and next steps if they want to know more about civics and interest in that area. So we haven't begun any of the training for that yet, but I think that the entire experience within Girl Gov has, I'd say we're pretty qualified to talk about navigating relationships in that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, Girl Gov's been around for a while, like a lot of organizations. Things slowed down a bit during the pandemic, and it's great to see what the program's done for each of you. We just have a few moments left. I'm curious if you had to give advice to a girl maybe 5 years younger than you who is getting ready to navigate middle school, to enter high school. Do you have any advice at all?
Yeah. You know, I'd say treat everyone like they're your friend and meet them with kindness and openness, but be willing to accept that not everybody will be. You know, if you reach out to people with that initial level of, I'd say be outgoing, but I know that's hard for some people. But if you reach them with kindness and empathy from the very first step, you're going to open yourself up to some really, really lovely, true relationships and experiences.
And especially with middle school, to just remember that, like, it's a really hard time for everyone. I know it was, you know, it was hard for me, and it's definitely hard for my sister who's currently in middle school. That transition is hard, and to, you know, cut yourself some slack sometimes, to know that, like, you know, if you need to take time for your mental health or whatever, do that, so that you can be the best person you can be. And, you know, like Hazel said, you know, that will help you to treat everyone kindly and, you know, welcome them with open arms.
Middle school is rough.
It's really rough.
It's really hard, but it gets better, and it's worth it.
Those are what both of you said are just great, great bits of advice that I think will comfort a lot of people. Is there anything either of you would like to say that I didn't give you space to say this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we just did a donation drive with Hello Neighbor, where we are getting we just concluded. But I think you can still donate and participate in some ways. But
absolutely.
It's hygiene and menstrual product drives for refugees coming into the city. And Hello Neighbor also provides a lot of community resources. So if you go to the GirlGov Instagram, we do have a lot of information about that. You'll see some pictures. I think we got a lot of donations. It was really successful.
Over 1,000 donations. So it went really well. And, you know, shout out to all the girls who helped put out boxes in their communities. And we did really well, and we're really proud of ourselves for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great public service project. Hazel, Lucy, thank you so much for being here this morning. And you can learn more about GirlGov. Search on GirlGov Pittsburgh, and you'll be able to find their website.